Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. All right, so I'm calling this one Ugly Fucking. Now, some of you might already know what that is. I did not. It was actually brought to my attention as I was telling a story about something I did that I was pissed at myself about doing. And a good friend of mine said, "Oh, it's like the gays call it. You're ugly fucking." And I'm like, "What? What the fuck is that?" And he said, "It's when you meet somebody and they want to have sex with you, and you're just thinking, okay, this is just because you're not as attracted to them as they are to you. And you're thinking, oh, this is just all going to be about me. It's all about me." So here's how I unwillingly ended up ugly fucking. And I'll tell you what, I will not do it again. But I kind of broke a rule. I broke a rule that I have for myself. I'm outing myself. Yes, I did. I'm a little pissed about it. Hopefully I won't. Well, not hopefully. No, I will not do that again. But what I did was, instead of, you know, I have a steadfast rule. I like to meet people first, talk on the phone, hear their voice, get to know them a little bit about, like, who the fuck are you, right? If I'm going to fuck you, who the fuck are you? Well, so I broke that rule. And, you know, the problem is, as much as I try to get away from it, you can call it a girl thing, whatever, I cannot just do a bunch of random hookups. You know, if I wanted random hookups, I just go to a bar and pick up some guy and fuck him and be done with it. I am looking for friends with benefits. I have managed to source a few, but it's really interesting how hard that is to find. But back to the ugly fucking. So what I did was, I broke my rule, and I met this guy in a hotel without having first A, talked to him, and B, met him face to face. Big mistake. So the door opens. First of all, the room was down way on the end of the, like, last room on at the end of the hallway. I'm like, Jesus Christ, if this guy's fucking Jack the Ripper, no one's going to hear me. Anyway, he opens the door, and a couple things. He's definitely older than he said he was. I fucking hate that. Why the fuck are people lying about their age? Don't lie about your fucking age. Doesn't make sense. I'm going to see when I get there that you're older. Guys do this all the time. It's really shocking to me. I don't know why. I really don't. You know, I think maybe because they're thinking they can still have a chance to snag a 29-year-old female. And, you know, that may or may not be the case. I don't know. But certainly, being honest about your age is probably going to put you in a better spot, because I'm sure there's women, younger females, that are looking for that. At any rate, I do not lie about my age. I'm not going to start, and I never have. And I don't feel self-conscious about my age. I'm like, it doesn't bother me at all. I feel like, hey, I'm holding it down for this age. I feel good. I think I look good. I don't know. I don't know what someone my age is supposed to look like, but I'm having fun. So anyway, I open the door, and I'm just like, oh, snap. This guy's older than he said he was. And I even re-asked him later on when we were taking a break, in between, post-orgasm break. He said he was 37. There's no fucking way he's 37. I look so much younger than him. I think. I'm like, no. I mean, no. No, 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 no. And anyway, so there was that. And then I'm really good at, like, if I'm looking at you and I ask you a question and you lie directly to me, I can hear the lie. I don't know how to explain it. I can hear you lying to me. I'm pretty good with it on the phone too, but very good in person. And, you know, my thing is, I don't want to sleep with married guys. I looked at him and I said, "Now, you're not married, are you?" Because he was saying he had a 3 and a 5-year-old. I'm like, "All right, that sounds like you're still married." And he's telling me how him and his wife are really good friends, and they, you know, it's like they're still married, and they go out to dinner all the time. I'm like, "Oh my God, he's still fucking married." And then, so one other thing. Oh, he did tell me he was a doctor. And so I happen to have a background in that stuff. So I sort of was asking him about that. And, you know, I don't doubt he works in a hospital. I'm not sure he's a doctor. Judging by his old ass iPhone, and I do mean old, I think I had that iPhone. That's probably like the first one. Not kidding. Or the second one. It's the old, old little black one. And I'm like, no. Doctors and hospitals don't have old ass iPhones. I know this. So anyway, I don't know. I could be way off. But so I did end up, I guess, you know, basically ugly fucking him. Because when I got in there and he started, you know, the minute I walked through the door, he just, boom, started kissing me. And, you know, and damn it. I mean, I was like, okay, just fucking do it. And I was pissed, you know, and then I'm like, you know what, I was thinking to myself, I'm just going to get mine. I'm going to fucking get mine a couple times. And then I'm not looking back. This won't happen again. And I'm literally thinking this. Anyway, I come twice. That's great. And he was, to his credit, he was very good, generous, you know, I mean, not a bad lover, but just, if I would have met him, I would have said no. And that's the difference. So I won't be ugly fucking anymore. Although I don't know if it's really ugly fucking, because I believe that ugly fucking in the context it was presented to me was more of a premeditated act. But no, I won't be doing that again. And that's just a lesson to me. I'm glad I learned it. This is why I have rules and, you know, and I should be sticking to them. And for the most part, I do. And the first time I didn't, I was just like, oh shit, this is wrong. It's so wrong. And I just don't want to fuck, like I said, just fuck somebody to fuck them. I mean, I don't need to do that. I don't want to. So anyway, no more ugly fucking. I will make everybody meet me, talk to me on the phone first. And I mean, at least, you know, go out to dinner with them before you're going to hit the sheets, because, you know, at least if you're there, you can go, hey, you know, I don't know. Or maybe I need a safe word. That my friend was saying that. Get a safe word, you know, whatever it is. Poodle. So when I go there, we've agreed that, hey, if I use the word poodle in any way, shape, or form, or you use the word poodle in any way, shape, or form, it's not going to happen. We know that there's no chemistry. If the other person isn't feeling it, fine. I would love that. I think that's going to be my new thing. The safe word is poodle. And if I say it when I first meet you or on the phone, it's just not happening. There's a couple guys I think I need to poodle word them. Give them the poodle right now. They need to be poodled. I know. I can already tell, you know. They're not even getting past the texting on Keek. Which, by the way, I just got Keek. And I'll tell you, I had to get it because my mother And my project manager got a few sexy text messages from me that they that were inappropriate and that they should not have gotten. Let me tell you something. Sending your mom some nasty shit via text is just about one of the most mortifying things you could possibly do. And then my mom says, she's referencing some guy that she knows about that's a vanilla relationship. And she's like, are you doing that with so-and-so? Anyway, I don't remember if I threw so-and-so under the bus and lied and said yes. Actually, I spun it. I remember what I said. I spun it and just pulled some shit out of my ass and, you know, made it something else. But literally, yeah, no, I can see. Now I get it. I get it. I get it why people, everybody's on Keek. I was like, no, I'm not on Keek. I'm not going to do that. Oh, fuck yeah, I'm on that Keek. And I'm going to use the hell out of it. And this is great because you know what? I'm not going to have any dick pics and shit popping up on my phone when I'm around people. I mean, this is not good. When I'm around the vanilla life, I don't want that stuff popping up. So I finally decided to practice operational safety, as Titanic used to call it. Thank you, Titanic. I see your point now. Yes, indeed. I acknowledge that to you. And I am on Keek. So there you go. And I'll give like bonus points to anybody that doesn't know me that can find me on Keek. That would be, I'd be impressed with that. Okay. There we go. Thanks for listening. And as usual, you can send any questions or comments that you have to Curious Girl at thecuriousgirldiaries.com.